Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And Andrew, he couldn't make it in today. He's stuck at a Mardi Gras ball trying to negotiate the safe return of his voice, its dignity, and one of his shoes. So I'll be...
One of his shoes?
Just one shoe, yeah.
Okay.
Got to get that one back.
Yeah.
But he'll be back. He'll get it worked out, so... But on the line with us today, we do have Danny Zimmern, Mr. Mardi Gras himself. Danny, thank you for making time to be on with us today.
Perfect. Walker, thanks for having us. And yeah, I think we may offer a reward for Andrew's shoe.
Yeah.
And who knows what we'll end up doing with it if anybody turns it in.
But that's right. Yeah.
We'll get pictures. We'll get pictures if they do.
Oh, we certainly will need pictures. We'll certainly need that. So we'll need some proof.
That's right.
Well, Danny, I know there's a lot going on with Mardi Gras. We're just a couple weeks away here. You know, we've got the second lines going on Tuesday nights in downtown, which has been a huge help. You got Ice Flyers Mardi Gras night coming up on January 31st. You know, fill us in. What's going on with Mardi Gras in 2026?
Yeah, it's very, very, very active, very, very busy. Pensacola Mardi Gras crews are now up to over 100. It's very fun. There's crews of every kind, shape, you know, and flavor. And they all really do things in our community, but around Mardi Gras, they all get together and are able to have a little fun. So there are balls. There's the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo on Thursday the 12th, where we have national talent recreating the energy of the biggest day in Pensacola, the Mardi Gras parade and the parade lineup. So that's the Thursday the 12th. The Friday the 13th is the crew of Lafitte Lit Parade in downtown Pensacola. There'll be about 100 entries in that. It's still one of the biggest parades on the Gulf Coast with about 100 entries into that in that one. And then on Saturday, the biggest day of all, the Grand Mardi Gras Parade in downtown Pensacola. And last year we had 226 or 7 entries, something like that. That doesn't count police and all that. But, and we have a little line on the parade application that says how many people parade with you. And, yeah, they could lie. We don't redo the research. We just ask. And so, but when we add that line up, there were 6,300 people in the parade last year. So it is a big day in Northwest Florida and in Pensacola. That's those two parades, Friday night and Saturday, Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th. That's Valentine's Day, by the way. The parades are downtown Pensacola. And then on Sunday, there's a parade on Pensacola Beach, the Crew of Rex Parade. I kind of giggle about that. In New Orleans, it's R-E-X. But here in Pensacola, it's W-R-E-C-K-S. And so, you know, we have some wrecks around here, you know.
Yeah,
and
I think so, everyone's wrecked by the time they get to Sunday, too. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and this year it'll add up because now it's not really a trifecta when we add Thursday night.
That's right.
Nobody's really settled on anything yet, but people used to call it the trifecta. But the difference in our Mardi Gras in Pensacola and others is that as a clearinghouse for everything Mardi Gras, our organization, Pensacola Mardi Gras Foundation, Inc., we are kind of the clearinghouse. We have a TDC grant, which allows us to market our Mardi Gras more regionally. So, but we have everything in one weekend, and we put those bigger parades on. Crew Lafitte, we help. But in other cities, basically, the crews do their own parades. There's not an organization quite like ours that sort of helps promote and organize a little bit, but yet we don't, the only things we really own is really the big parade. We help put it all together, but it's been very interesting in our wonderful and historic downtown Pensacola. You know, Northwest Florida, really Pensacola Beach just got the Condé Nast Award for the best beach,
I think,
in America.
That's right. And Danny, we're going to get
traffic. Part of our secret.
We're going to get traffic on the fives real quick and some commercials, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk even more about Mardi Gras and Pensacola 2026.
Sure.
All right, we've got no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. 90, 98, 29, I'm not seeing any delays to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
There's a parade somewhere
you probably want to know about.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm the king of the jungle. They call me the Tiger Man.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. And we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Mardi Gras himself, Danny Zimmern, on the line. And we are gearing up for Mardi Gras here in just a couple of weeks, Danny.
Yep. Well, we kicked off on January the 3rd. We felt like it was important to turn it into a season. And so we've done that. We study Mardi Gras, you know, economically to make sure, you know, how we're affecting the economy. Accounted for 11,000 room nights last year and about $25 million in spending just in that big weekend last year. So this year we're actually studying the entire season, so we'll have better numbers. But it's really great how we do here in Pensacola and the over 100 crews that all get together and celebrate under the umbrella of Mardi Gras, all different interests, different, you know, objectives in the community. Basically, all those crews help nonprofits. And so Mardi Gras is kind of the payoff to just have some fun together after you're working all year long. And Walker, there's a fair amount of excitement for the new parade route. I say new, the temporary parade route for this year, as our wonderful Palafox gets reimagined, and so it's closed for that construction. And we are doing second line Tuesdays. Palafox gets a groove on Tuesday nights during the Mardi Gras season. Last night we had almost 200 people, I believe, walking.
Wow!
I didn't really count them, but that's what it felt like. And so the town crier, and we have several crews that have opted to host all six. Usually it's three or four Mardi Gras crews and business people. And so, we're trying to say to folks that our wonderful historic downtown, places to eat and drink and shop are open, available. I don't believe people ever really parked on Palafox. Wherever you always did park, go park there still and walk over to Palafox like you always did and support those businesses. It's really about a perception. No, it's not necessarily reality that with the road closed, business is down. So we want people to realize really nothing has changed much other than you can't drive down Palafox and see that there's nowhere to park.
That's right.
And then go park somewhere else. So we hope people will come back on the weekends and those businesses. But it's going to be beautiful when it's finished. Now, the new temporary route for this season of parades until May, hopefully it's before the Fiesta Parade is the first week of June. But hopefully before that, all of that's back reopened.
That's right.
Again, more importantly, just for the show as anything, I don't think people are going to park on Palafox still. But
right.
That said, we want to support our downtown. And I briefly mentioned that Condé Nast Award. And really, our secret here in Northwest Florida and really in Pensacola is that we have a fantastic and beautiful beach, but we also have a fantastic, fun, and historic downtown with things to see during the day and things to see and do at night in downtown. And the combination makes Pensacola so unique. A lot of folks have a great beach and a lot of folks have a great downtown, but not many have both. And that's really one of our secrets. And I think everybody's going to take advantage of that. And the world is seeing more and more. I tell this story a lot. We're getting a lot of exposure. And I got a call last year from somebody in St. Louis who said, the people here in St. Louis say they had the second largest Mardi Gras in the country. And what do you think about that in Pensacola? Because from what we're seeing up here, looks like y'all have a lot going on. So our Mardi Gras is growing, its footprint and its image across the country. And we've added that Thursday night for the big Mardi Gras weekend to make it 4 or 5 days, if you count Fat Tuesday. But several days people can come and stay an extra night, have plenty of things to do. We're actually bringing some buses from several college campuses. We've just kind of helped put it together. But some of the fraternities and sororities, for example, are sending, I think each bus holds about 50 people. And they're coming down and sharing rooms and going to the concert to hear DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Ying Yang Twins and Waka Flocka Flame. So it's a show that's going to be
great,
a tremendous
there,
amount of
Danny.
Fun.
I like it. You've been practicing saying that.
dang right I have. I say it plenty. So it's going to be tremendous fun, and we're just trying to grow Northwest Florida's appeal to people and come and have fun in our historic downtown. And you've done such a great job at the Downtown Improvement Board, through the process of downtown growing and improving. So we really do have kind of a tiger by the tail, and let's have some fun with Mardi Gras. This coming mid-February, it's Valentine's Day. Let's remind everybody, Walker, to go buy their sweetheart, be it a boy or girl sweetheart, to go buy their sweetheart a gift downtown and
That's
support
right.
those downtown businesses.
That's right.
You know, that it's going to be hard to get to on Valentine's Day, so you got to think about it a little in advance.
That's right. I say you got to reimagine Valentine's and go the weekend before and make sure you get ahead of it, right?
That's right. Good idea.
So I don't know.
We
got Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras, Saturday night parade this year. And then I saw next year, 2027, Valentine's Day is Super Bowl Sunday. So that might be even more interesting on a larger scale for everybody, how we deal with that one. John, traffic on the fives real quick.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one right there, Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, no accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, we're back. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We've got Danny Zimmern with Pensacola Mardi Gras. Thanks again for calling in, Danny. And just while we got, a couple minutes left here in this segment, where can people, if they want to figure out what's going on with Mardi Gras, they need details on what the route's going to look like this year, what time the parades are, what day the parades are, all that kind of stuff. Where can they go online or Facebook to find that information?
Well, we have social media sites on all of those, whatever you call it, networks. But basically, PensacolaMardiGras.com is the website. Pretty easy. Just no caps, all one word, PensacolaMardiGras.com. And or is it .com, John?
Oh, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. I got you. I got you, Danny. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Okay. So PensacolaMardiGras.com is where to go. And we should have all the information. I know the information about our events is correct. The other information we get from the crews themselves, because they're their events. And really quick, Walker, you mentioned this year and next year and dates. So Mardi Gras is the celebration basically that leads up to Fat Tuesday right before Ash Wednesday, typically when people give up something for Lent in the 45 days until Easter. And so Easter moves. And so Mardi Gras moves. And this year it's a 6-week season. Next year it's a week shorter. That's why the Super Bowl is after Mardi Gras, not the weekend before. So our parades. So it's a really short season. And when you have over 100 crews, most of which you want to have a ball or some sort of party, it's just so many Friday and Saturday nights that there are in our community. So it is a real sprint in these two short seasons. This is within a week of the shortest it will ever be. And next year will be the shortest, give or take a day or two, it'll ever be also. So, it's time to get out, have a little fun, and celebrate our community with over 100 crews. They're all over the place with balls, with events. And we're really, really excited about adding the Thursday night Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo in its third year, to the cycle, and letting everybody come out and see national entertainers and celebrate Pensacola Mardi Gras style together.
That's great. Well, Danny, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, talking about Mardi Gras, what we can expect here in just a few weeks and over the next few weeks as well. So take care, and I'll see you in downtown Pensacola.
Thank you all. Thank you, Walker, for making downtown so great.
Thanks, Danny. I'm telling you what, Danny Zimmern, guys, if you know Danny, he's a fun, upbeat guy, and he really puts everything he's got into making sure that Mardi Gras is a great event for everyone in the community. It has grown tremendously over the past 10 years. And that's all, due to his leadership and the team he's got around him to put that on. And so we're excited. He mentioned they've got the big concert, the Mardi Gras Mambo, that is that Thursday, February 12th. So 2/12, you got Waka Faka Flame, Ying Yang Twins, and DJ Jazzy Jeff at the Pensacola Bay Center. You can get those tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I know every millennial, if they're listening, will be excited about that. You do have the second lines in downtown Pensacola every Tuesday leading up to Mardi Gras. So that'll be through February 10th will be the last one of that. 5:30 p.m. downtown on Palafox with a second line and Mardi Gras crews celebrating Mardi Gras. And you've got the Ice Flyers Mardi Gras night coming up here on January 31st. The annual Pensacola Mardi Gras PAW for the dogs.
Like how that's spelled.
The fifth annual is coming up February 1st. That event is huge. They shut down a portion of Garden Street right in front of Perfect Plain, and the dogs get to have their own Mardi Gras parade. And again, two downtown parades in Pensacola on the 13th and 14th of February, then out to the beach on the 15th to wrap things up. And they've also got a downtown celebration at Seville Quarter for Fat Tuesday on February 17th. And then we can all take a nap. So we'll be back. Wait. After this, we're going to head out to the beach with Mike Byrne, Santa Rosa Island Authority.
I'm Therese Crowley. Drama in Davos. President Trump arrives to Switzerland 3 hours late after lights in the cabin of Air Force One went out and the crew turned around to change out the president's plane, but got right down to talking about America's economic turnaround.
After 12 months back in the White House, our economy is booming, growth is exploding, Productivity is surging. Investment is soaring.
Then explaining the U.S. plan to acquire Greenland, saying only the U.S. can protect this giant piece of ice that we need for national security. You may want to check the store for salt today. Big winter storm for 30 states this weekend.
The storm is forecast to stretch over 2,000 miles, affecting 30 states from Nevada to New England, starting Friday and over the weekend. It's unclear exactly who gets what. The consensus is heavy snow from the Rockies across to the Mid-Atlantic, with more than a foot forecast around Oklahoma City and Dallas.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 48 degrees, partly cloudy skies here across the area. We'll get to our forecast in just a few minutes. That is on the way with Brooke Richardson. Santa Rosa County Commissioners have selected Bayou District Consulting to redevelop the old courthouse property in downtown Milton. The Pensacola-based firm has offered $1.14 million for the site. Plans call for restoring the old courthouse building for civic and commercial use while removing some 1960s additions. The development will also include townhouses, walk-up apartments, and potentially even a rooftop restaurant. Commissioners do say they'd like to negotiate a higher price and also make sure the developer understands the state does plan to widen Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Well, it is a Pensacola tradition now in year 13, the airport officially becoming Pensacola Intergalactic Airport yesterday, and that's going to run through next month's Pensacon. Mayor D.C. Reeves says February is a very busy month for bringing visitors into the area.
If you don't think our February is busy, we've got Mardi Gras on one weekend and we've got Pensacon on the next weekend, bringing millions of dollars of economic impact here to our city. And that's really where I think the most community impact is made.
And Pensacon has brought in more than $31 million in cumulative economic impact since 2013. The comic book and pop culture convention runs February 20th. Through the 22nd. Well, a boat captain from the Florida Keys has been booked into jail for dealing cocaine. More on that story, it's News Radio's Austin Price.
The captain is 65-year-old Bradford Todd Piccarello. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office found him with 23 kilograms of cocaine, $8,000 in cash, and a 40 caliber handgun during the investigation. Piccarello was caught after undercover detectives purchased a kilogram of cocaine from him for $10,000. He faces charges of trafficking, selling, and possessing cocaine. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Austin. Florida lawmakers say traffic cameras may be enforcing the law, but the system itself also needs some enforcement. A bill from Senator Nick DeSegle passed unanimously in the Transportation Committee yesterday. He says SR 654 is designed to make traffic camera enforcement in Florida more consumer friendly.
I'm not a fan of these cameras, full disclosure there, but I think right now as we have them operating in our state, I think we need to identify ways that we can be pro-consumer.
And the bill would require clearer reporting from cities and counties that use traffic cameras and also give drivers the option to challenge tickets received from them online through Zoom. Supporters say the goal is consistency, transparency, and fewer surprises for drivers. Well, the Tampa Bay Rays taking a big step today towards a possible new home. This afternoon, team officials will be presenting plans for a large mixed-use development, including a new stadium, to the Hillsborough College District Board of Trustees.
We don't have time to waste, right? We intend to open a new ballpark by April of 2029.
Tampa Bay Rays CEO Ken Babby, he says their goal is to have that new ballpark ready by 2029. The proposal focuses on a 100-acre site at the Dale Mabry campus. It would also combine the stadium with surrounding retail, entertainment, and development. Their meeting today is scheduled at 4 o'clock Eastern. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, get a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. New affordable housing, resort-style living. One-bedroom apartments starting at $799 per month. That's Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. We're still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on I-10, I-110, 90, 98, even 29 looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 47 in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, 44 in Milton. Let's get a quick check on our forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with a small 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, high near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, high near 67. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 43. As you head into Friday, 40% chance of some showers with partly cloudy skies, high near 68 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And your next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at your money now this hour. Markets rebounding a little bit after a big sell-off yesterday. The Dow is up about 0.4% at 48,655.59. S&P up about 0.3% at 68,1690. The NASDAQ up under a tenth right now at 22,963.55. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, we're down just a bit this morning, 4.28%. Gold prices are up 96 dollars. I'm sorry, now at 4,862.60. The Bitcoin this morning down 140 bucks at 89,417. Looking at some of those financial headlines today. The Federal Trade Commission is planning to appeal a court ruling that found tech giant Meta does not hold a monopoly over personal social networking.
Last year, a federal judge ruled Facebook's parent company didn't violate antitrust laws. On Tuesday, the FTC announced it would appeal that ruling, maintaining that Meta broke the law when it acquired Instagram and WhatsApp over a decade ago. The FTC originally sued the company back in 2020. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. And the World Economic Forum going on in Davos, Switzerland today. Of course, as you've heard on Fox, President Trump is there. Leaders from around the globe have come together at that Davos, Switzerland forum to discuss geopolitics, trade, tech, and more. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent addressed the forum yesterday, urging European allies to hold back on retaliatory tariffs in response to President Trump's threatened tariffs over Greenland. Dozens of Minneapolis area grocery stores, restaurants, and co-ops are closing Friday as part of an anti-ICE strike. The organized protest is being called Ice Out Minnesota, Day of Truth and Freedom. Speaking of strikes, the New York City nurses strike continuing on. Nurses getting some big name support as they continue to walk the picket lines as well. Senator Bernie Sanders and New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani spoke to striking nurses and on the picket lines on Tuesday. Both lawmakers say they stand with them, who are now in their 10th day of striking. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Thank you.
Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. This is our last half hour, but we saved the best for last. We're back out at Pensacola Beach with the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Mike Burns. Mike, thanks for calling in.
Walker, thank you. And I like the Jimi Hendrix lead in right there you had for me, brother. That's
pretty right.
Good.
Just for you.
I don't think you're trying to date me there, are you, buddy?
Never. So come on now.
Well, it's a little windy day out here on the beach. You know, it's got winds coming up to like 25 miles an hour, but it's a great day on Pensacola Beach. You know, Walker, the number one beach in the United States.
That's
it. Scotty Nassen's U.S. Travel Magazine, right? How about that?
I love it.
Yeah, man. I got to give a shout out to my wife, Amy Lorraine, as she drives across the district to Bailey Middle School this morning. They're doing great things at in Escambia County. Got a hats off to Keith Leonard and all he's doing over there in Escambia County. Also, Rachel Watts and what she does with our little sandpipers at Pensacola Beach Elementary School. Great partners with us.
I love it. Mike, I know y'all have got a lot of things going out at the beach right now. You've got, I guess it's tomorrow from 3 to 5. You got the Snowbird Beach Bash going on down at Bamboo Willie's.
Yeah, you got to love that. You know, it got snowed out last year, so we had to move it. But we had a great crowd last year, and we're looking forward to another outstanding crowd this year. It starts at 3 o'clock, goes from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow. So we look forward to that and welcoming our snowbirds to Pensacola Beach. They're a vital part of our economy out here on the beach, and we love them coming in and seeing us and visiting with us every year. They come back, keep coming back. We love that about them.
Great. And then we've got on, I guess it would be on Sunday, January 24th from 1 to 3, the Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade. What's the details there on that? I like that name.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Tell you got to love that. You know, that's one thing about Pensacola Beach. It's really kid friendly, you know, whether it's back at Crabs, or, you know, when they have the little hermit crab races there Crabs. They've been doing that for years. And the parade is just great for kids to come out and have a good time. We look forward to it. We have a great crew out on the beach, the crew of Rex that puts on the Mardi Gras parade, which will be coming up on, I want to say that's February 15th, if I'm not mistaken, right after Danny Zimmer does his parade downtown on February 14th, Valentine's year, day this year. So we hope everybody comes out and just has a great time this weekend. And then, of course, on the Sunday following Valentine's Day on Pensacola Beach for the crew of Rex Mardi Gras parade on Pensacola Beach.
That's right. I know people are gearing up for it, and the weather, maybe it'll get a little warmer for us by the time we get to Mardi Gras. But, you know, it's always a good time to get out to the beach this time of year as a local, because you don't have to fight the traffic as much before the summertime gets here. But I know there's a lot going on out there. Y'all have been putting in a lot of work. We talked to Commissioner Hofberger earlier, you know, about no drilling in the Gulf and some of the efforts that she's been putting in there and some of the dredging. And I know we've got, we're going to go here to traffic on the 5 and commercials, but when we get back from that, Mike, I know you've got extensive experience in, you know, everything going on at the beach and some of these big projects like that. And I just want to kind of let you talk about the importance of dredging and how those funds come about and why it's important for us to spend all that money just for some sand out at the beach when we get back from traffic on the 5 and commercials.
Look forward to chat.
Perfect.
Look forward to chatting with you.
Brought to you by Culver's. Try the Club Chicken Sandwich and sign up for the Welcome to Delicious app. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, and Milton. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Things are looking good. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Calling all nonprofits. If you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27th. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Wipeout!
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And with us, we have the Executive Director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Mike Burns. Mike, thanks again for calling in today.
Hey, and thank you, Walker.
We want to hear, why do we care to spend $35 million for some sand dredging on the beach? What is that all about?
Well, the main thing is, you know, Pensacola Beach is the economic engine for Northwest Florida. You know, last year when we had the Blue Angel Air Show, 3 days, a $31.5 million economic impact for Scambia County over those 3 days. And we want to make sure that we protect our leaseholders out there and their investment and their houses and their property. We want to make sure we protect our businesses in the core with their investment, which basically creates a lot of money for Scambia County. And, you know, Florida Power and Light put in $28 million to harden the power lines in case we do have a storm out on Pensacola Beach so they can get us back up and running very quickly. So, you know, the beach nourishment is a huge project. It protects not only the homes and the businesses, but it protects the infrastructure on Pensacola Beach, which, like I said, you know, the number one beach in the United States of America. We want to protect our investment. And that $35 million is well spent. It's not. It doesn't all come from Escambia County. We got to be thankful for the TDT and Ashley Hoffberger's leadership there. She's doing a great job at the county commissioner, along with Stephen Berry, Lumen May, Mike Kohler, and Steve Sterberger. All those guys work closely with us on the beach, and they support our board, which is we have our new chairman now, Charles Thornton. Jerry Watson's over in Tallahassee right now. Advocating for the Children's Home Society, as well as the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Jeremy Johnson, Bruce Childers, David Peden, and you can't forget Lizzie Timothy. Doing a great job, all of them, supporting Pensacola Beach and making sure that the businesses, the residents, and the whole county is protected going forward.
Right, and that's that beach dredging, that's something that last for, what is it, like 10 to 12 years, and this is something that we, the Island Authority, the county, all kind of save up over that decade or more to pay for the next one. So it's not like a surprise, you know, drop in the bucket, big funding for the project.
That's right, Walker. You know, we put aside money, the Island Authority's put aside $10 million, and we get matching fund from the state with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. And so we basically got about $15 million from the state. The Island Authority with 10, TDT put in about 4, and the county gave us a loan for 5, which the TDT was so grateful to us. And we're grateful to them for giving us a 0% loan, and they're going to pay it back to the county over the years. So that'll just be a great thing, you know, and everybody just working together. And that's the one thing that I'm really, really impressed with, how well our board and how well the county commission works together, all pulling in the same direction to get things done on Pensacola Beach. And this project is vital to the community. It'll really start. It got pushed back a little bit because of the dredging, a nourishment project up in Virginia Beach. They're getting ready to finish up on that, and they're bringing the boats around right now. We had a good meeting with everybody yesterday from Manson Construction. What they'll be doing, Walker, is they'll delay a little bit on the start, but we should be finishing the core by March the 2nd and completely finished with the project by April the 13th. And it was really interesting to hear those guys chat because they were saying 8.1 miles. This is amazing, insane almost, to be able to do that much beach nourishment in that short of a time. So just over 60 days to get the whole project start to finish. There'll be a couple inconveniences down at Park West. They'll be storing some equipment, a little section of the casino parking lot, and down at Park East as well. But it'll be a good time. If people can come out, you can check it and monitor it on our website and come out and see what's going on. It's a good time to collect shells on Pensacola Beach because that's where most of them come from, way offshore. So it'll be a good time. So come on out and enjoy it. And, you know, when we have a big beach out on Pensacola Beach, everybody benefits. And it's just really going to be a great thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you, you know, kind of going into that and the importance really of doing that project, you know, every decade or so to make sure that we're preserving what we've got and continue to be able to fund some of these outside dollars that get dumped in our community by tourism and supporting so many jobs in this community that the residents here in Escambia kind of get to benefit from that they're not having to pay. So that's, I think that's very important. I know one thing we didn't get to talk to Commissioner Hoffberger about, we ran out of time, was the gantry system. I know that was one thing she had mentioned right to me she wanted to try and bring up, but I wanted to, you know, try and cover that with you while we've got you. So what is it and why is it sure helpful and where are we at in the process?
So what we're doing is we have a meeting usually every Tuesday with the contractor to make sure that everybody stays on schedule. Hopefully we'll have that project completed around the 1st of May. With some inspections to take place all through May and just the first part of June. But what will happen, Walker, is you'll see where the toll booth is. That'll be moved further south, so further towards the beach, you know, towards the main beach. And what they'll do is they'll get all the fiber optics and everything needed for that gantry. So that'll read the plates as you come through the new gantry or the new toll booth. And we'll be still collecting as we come through, and then they'll tear down the old one. So you got to have the new one in place so we don't lose any revenue as we transition from the old toll booth to the new one. But hopefully we're going to get that done. The contractors are doing a really good job working with our county guys, and they're doing a great job. Rob and Dick, got his hats off to them for pushing this thing. Also, Wes Marino with his guidance and helping all those guys. So we really look forward to that being completed sometime around the 1st of May.
All right. Awesome. So that'll be ready for the summer. We'll have a new gantry system going on to the beach. We'll have a bigger beach when we get there this summer. And that's awesome. That's exciting stuff that's happening out at on the island at Santa Rosa Island Authority.
I know this, Walker. You're excited, almost as excited as me. We're only about 180 days away from Blue Angel Week.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. And that's, I think, July 14th, somewhere in there.
It's going to be July. Yep, it's going to be. It's pushed back a week this year, so we'll see you around July 16th and 17th on Pensacola Beach. Walker, you come out, bring your family, bring your friends, bring the whole county with you, and everybody you know. Let's have a great time on Pensacola
Beach.
Let's
do it. We're going to do it always out at Pensacola Beach. Mike, thank you so much. Mike Burns with Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Thank you, Walker.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good rest of the week. We'll go to John for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, Mike Burns, I tell you, he's always a fun one to talk to. He likes the 8:30 slot because, you know, it's a little slower out there on the beach. Just take some time to get back up in the morning. You know, they're enjoying that island life out there. But he always spices things up as we close things out on the show. It's been a fun day to be here. Andrew will be back. He's stuck in that pipe downtown still. Maybe he's still on the Zamboni at the Bay Center, can't get off.
He's a busy guy.
He is. He's got a wiener dog, and it ran out. It was in the wiener dog race at the Ice Flyers game.
Oh,
it didn't stop. It pulled a Bo Jackson, kept running through the tunnel, and I think he's still looking for it. So he'll find it.
He'll find it,
and he'll be back soon.
And if you find one, just let Andrew know.
Anyone will work. Yeah. So be all good. But you know, downtown Pensacola, we've got the new Palafox project going on. There's over 400 free parking spaces, 24/7 free parking, with the exception of the Jefferson Street parking garage on Jefferson and Romana. Those are the city spots that are free. those are the blue or teal signs. The private lots are the red or green signs. So those obviously are still going to be paid, dictated by the property owners there. But the city has offered up all these free parking spots to encourage you to come downtown during the construction of the new Palafox. You can check out their progress on the new Palafox.com. There you can also get to the Downtown Pensacola website that'll fill you in on what's going on in our calendar of events in Downtown Pensacola, with all of the restaurants, all the retails, all the bars, the theaters, what shows you can catch at Vinyl or over at the Handlebar. And then we've also incorporated a new tab that will display what deals are going on in Downtown Pensacola. So you can go on to the deals page on downtownpensacola.com and see what restaurants are running promotions for happy hour, for food specials. Some of the retailers, for instance, Don Allen's men's clothing wear, they're 20% off in the store through the entirety of the construction project.
Wow.
So they're running that deal right now. You've got Bourbon Mondays at Old Hickory Whiskey Bar. You've got happy hour and food specials on Thursday at Restaurant Iron. And so, again, go to downtownpensacola.com. You can check out those events. You can check out those deals. And if you have questions or concerns about what's going on with the new Palafox project, you can check out their website as well, thenewpalafox.com. The Palafox market is still going strong, even though we do have construction on Palafox. It's not in the way of us setting up the Palafox market each and every Saturday. A reminder, that runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Saturday, with the exception of Mardi Gras because of the parade in downtown. And we have a trolley that runs throughout the day so that you're able to, you know, go snag a parking spot, hop on the trolley. It'll take you to both locations of the Palafox market at MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. And we'll be out there this Saturday with over 200 vendors with local products, local produce. You can come check it out. You can go to palafoxmarket.com. We update the map so you can see where your favorite vendor is going to be each and every week to try and help you locate them so you don't get too lost out there, because it can be, if the weather's nice and it's sunny outside, not raining, and we're a full market, there are thousands of people that attend the market each Saturday. So it can get a little crazy down there, but you can always go to palafoxmarket.com, check out the website, look at the map for the week, and find where your favorite vendor is going to be. And then we will all kind of wait and see what we hear the rest of the week on the Pensacola Bay Center and what their plans are going to be.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting. Heavy lift, a lot of money going to be talked about. But I think this might be the chance. I don't know if we'll get all of it, but I think something is certainly going to happen with the Bay Center on improvements and upgrades. John, thanks as always.
No, thank you.
And we'll catch you next time.